From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. Lee County is once again looking for the chemical arsenic on Pine Island. That's after documents surfaced from a few years ago showing arsenic levels hundreds and sometimes thousands of times higher than the federal government allows on private and public lands. Experts say this could have potentially harmed island residents and wildlife within the surrounding estuaries. Arsenic is a naturally occurring metal, but federal health officials say if high levels are consumed, it can make people sick and cause cancer. Public records show state environmental officials knew about the high arsenic levels, but decided to stop testing for it in 2015. WGCU's Jessica Mazzaros reports.
It's a windy day in St. James City, on the southern tip of Pine Island. Bill Diley is breaking up pieces of bread and throwing them into the brackish lake behind his house.
I'm feeding the turtles.
He does this every day. Diley says he's seen a lot of different creatures in and around the water, like blue crabs, sheep's head fish, and alligators. There's also a mixed group of shorebirds across the lake, and Diley says he sometimes sees an eagle.
It's very rural, very agricultural. People tend to do a lot of fishing and a lot of drinking. People are friendly. Everybody minds their own business.
Bill Diley has lived here in Island Acres Estate about a year and a half. He only recently found out dangerously high levels of the chemical arsenic were recorded on land in his neighborhood, dating back to at least 2011. Even higher levels of arsenic were detected on county-owned conservation land a couple miles away at Pine Island Flatwoods Preserve.
What it means, I'm not sure.
Local hydrogeologist Greg Rall brought this information to light.
When I first saw the levels, my first thought was, well, there's an error here.
But he says he later confirmed with county officials there was no error. Rall is on the Conservation 2020 committee that oversees the county's purchasing and monitoring of preserved lands. During a committee meeting, he says he was surprised to find the Pine Island Wastewater Treatment Plant sprays its liquid waste onto the preserve and in Bill Diley's neighborhood.
My initial reaction was I was concerned about nutrient levels, elevated levels of nitrogen and phosphorus.
He says he was worried these nutrients were flowing into the two estuaries that surround Pine Island. Rall did find nutrients, but he also found arsenic. A state permit requires the county to test the groundwater through monitoring wells to make sure the spraying is not negatively affecting the land. So Rall pulled up past reports Lee Utilities sent to the Florida Department of Environmental Protection from a DEP database. WGCU also acquired documents the DEP said it did not have, but the county had copies with a DEP date stamp on them.
So when I started looking at the data, I was kind of blown away to find really high arsenic levels.
The documents WGCU obtained show the highest level of arsenic reported by Lee County to the state was in 2013, at 14,000 times higher than the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency allows in drinking water, and nearly 3,000 times higher than EPA standards for surface water bodies. Dr. Ronald Gotts is a private toxicologist in Martin County. He says these elevated levels of arsenic could harm people if they drank the arsenic-laden groundwater or handled contaminated soil.
That's not an amount that you would like to have in your drinking water, because if you drank a liter a day of that, that could make you sick.
Lee County declined to do a recorded interview for this story. But a county spokesperson said in an email that Pine Island residents do not use groundwater wells for drinking. Even so, Dr. Gott says the soil in Bill Diley's neighborhood should at least be tested. Hydrogeologist Greg Rall says there are a lot of unanswered questions about how this arsenic got onto the land. But he says the first thing that comes to his mind is
illegal dumping. We have absolutely no proof of that. But, to get these high levels, chances are would have to be some kind of waste product from some industrial use.
Public documents show the county hired outside consultant Daniel Aquaviva sometime in 2014 to recommend what to do about the arsenic problem. His report blamed cattle grazing operations for the spikes in arsenic. Rall says there are a few things wrong with this theory. One, he says cattle do not generate arsenic. Cattle dipping sites do. They're essentially holes in the ground filled with arsenic to dip the cattle and remove ticks. But the DEP's website reports the only cattle dipping site somewhere on Pine Island was in 1933. Two, cattle have been grazing on Pine Island Flatwoods Preserve since the early 2000s, so Rall questions why arsenic levels would spike up all of a sudden in 2011. And three, Rall says cattle grazing on the preserve does not explain why high levels of arsenic would also be detected at the Island Acres Estate neighborhood, 2 miles away. Conservation 2020 manager Kathy Olson backed up Rawls' skepticism of cattle causing the high arsenic at a public committee meeting in March.
We don't really know where it came from. We just don't know.
And Rawls says there's something else wrong with consultant Daniel Acquaviva's report. He says his calculations are not right.
And the consultant used the numbers that I pulled offline with the one interesting exception that didn't correspond to what the county had been submitting to the DEP for years.
Rawl says the numbers Acquaviva used would have been right if he multiplied them by 1,000. Acquaviva did not return WGCU's calls for comment. His final report recommends the wells be closed. Then, based on his report, the DEP allowed Lee County to close those wells and open up new ones in 2015. Also, the DEP removed arsenic from the list of things to test for in the new wells. The DEP declined to do a recorded interview, but in an email, a spokesperson says the agency closed the wells and stopped testing for arsenic because it determined the chemical was not coming from the reuse spray water at the Pine Island wastewater treatment plant. The spokesperson would not answer a question regarding whether the DEP was concerned about the environment or nearby estuaries. But now, after hydrogeologist Greg Rall presented his concerns, the Conservation 2020 Committee hired a company to open up 3 new wells near the previous ones on the Pine Island Flatwoods Preserve and started testing again for arsenic in February.
From a 2020 perspective, we've done what we're supposed to do, I think. And ethically, I've informed the folks that appointed me to this position of the problems. So I've done what I can do.
The first and latest report shows arsenic is present at only 3 times higher than federal drinking water standards, a significant difference from being thousands of times over in the recent past. So the committee decided not to attempt arsenic removal, since they say it poses no threat to the environment or people at this time. But the Florida Department of Health's website says arsenic deposited on the ground from industrial or agricultural uses tends to stay in the top few feet of soil for a long time. So that brings up a whole other question for Rawl. Where did the arsenic go?
That kind of a rapid decrease would indicate that these really high levels of arsenic flushed out into the tidal waters very quickly. And based upon my knowledge of the area, groundwater doesn't move that quickly.
He says another possibility is something was done differently in the testing of these new wells than what was done in the past. The Conservation 2020 Committee has a contract with the company Benchmark to test quarterly for the next 2 years at a total cost of more than $30,000. Back on Pine Island, near Bill Diley's lake, he says he wants to stay on top of the results going forward.
I think the government has this, you know, duty to make people aware of things. People, by and large, that live out here are very ecologically oriented. You know, there's a lot of industry that depends on that, such as fishing, and people are very aware of the quality of the water, mostly water in the Pine Island Sound and its estuaries, and the microcosm it has for, you know, birth and rebirth of the marine species that lived there.
Jessica Mazaros, WGCU News, Pine Island.